and the boy died the next day. A doctor who treated the child before said he would have likely survived if he had received care. We also know that many people lost access to drugs that treated diseases like HIV/AIDS, and in countries torn by conflict, many malnourished children lost access to therapeutic protein-filled foods. But we don't know the full scale of lives lost, and that's because aid groups are no longer on the ground able to track what's going on.
You went to Uganda to report on how people there were trying to live with the cuts. What did you see?
Yeah, I was there in August, and, you know, locals and officials were still grappling with the ripple effects, not just on healthcare, but local economies too, because so many people lost their jobs with aid groups. In one rural area in southwest Uganda, we learned that there were only 4 ambulances for the 200,000 people who lived there, compared to 8 ambulances before. And that's because the U.S. was funding the drivers and the fuel for those ambulances.